Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift. And we're here to do healings this evening on the Light Shift with the Light Beings. We won't be going to the Light Shift, but they'll be helping us out here. So I'd like all of you to scroll down on the screen and bring up the Light Being. And if you're new to the program, just click on Creation Light Shift Healing on the first page on Station 1. And when you get it up, just scroll down about maybe an inch or so on your scroll bar, and you can see the Light Beings. We're going to activate her first off the bat here. And as she's being activated, we'll see if Sylvia's out there in cyberspace. So, Sylvia, are you out there somewhere?
I'm here.
Oh, that sounds
awesome,
real good.
Welcome, everyone.
There. Yeah.
It's Wednesday night with the Light Ship, and basically we are here to do healings with Ron and the Light Ship, and also answer your questions about Ascension, about the Light Ship, and other related topics. So if you'd like to ask any questions or if you have a request, you can type it in on the fast chat. And to do that, if you just go to the Creation Light Ship page, which you can get to by clicking on any one of the time slots that we're on from the main Station 1 BBS page, then you'll get to our page and you just scroll down, you'll see the beautiful Light Being that Ron just talked about, and then just below that, you'll see where it says BBS Fast Chat, and if you click on that, then you can just type in your name if you like, and in the slot for message, you just put in your question or your request. So over to you, Ron.
Okay, so, hi Jim, I just see you came on. It's 4 a.m. in the morning where Jim is, so happy wake up to you here. We'll first do an entity release here, and here we go, working with the bottom of our feet up to the top of our head, taking away entities, and here we go. And more is coming here, coming out of us, leaving. Okay, and we're going to bring more of you back in, and your spirit knows how to come back into your body, so here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and here comes some more of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll just do a chakra alignment here for everybody. Going to your heart center first. Excuse me. Got a little bit of chocolate here. Hang on a minute. There we go. Actually, it's cocoa. A little thick. So here we go. Heart chakra. Moving that around here, facing the right direction now. And now we're going to your throat chakra. And now third eye, moving back down. Below your heart, power chakra. Looks good. Second chakra, there's some work needs to be done there with some of you here. Boy. Here we go. And it's moving slowly. And now it's in place. Creativity was not working too bad there, or not working very well at all, actually, on some people. And now we're going to the first chakra. Perfect. Okay, do an opening now. If you want them to be opened up wider, we'll go body width for you. So I'll use the word spin. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Power chakra, spin, 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 spin. Boy, spin, 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 open. Some work needed there, so here we go. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. And we'll put everybody into the present time right now, present moment. So take your energy from people who live in the future, and bring it into the moment. Here we go. We'll count back from 10 down to 1. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And now for the people who actually live in the past, and same process here, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And right now you're in the present moment. And you should feel an energy shift in your body if you were either place or in both places here. Next, we're going to do the mind to heart drop. So again, think of an elevator. And 10th floor is your forehead, first floor is your heart, and dropping yourself down. And we'll do it slow at first. So you may want to actually feel the energy. You may feel a move from your forehead to your eyes, nose, you know, maybe throat area, going down into your heart. Each time we do a number as we go down in consecutive order. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Let's put some music on, stay in your heart, and talk to your spirit. Sylvia, I'll just turn it over to you, see if you have any insights that we may want to do, any questions from the last shows that we haven't got to yet or anything?
Well, let's see. On our last show, we were talking a lot about the subject of ascension, so if anybody has any questions about that we didn't get to, if you can go ahead and type them in, that would be great. And we do have quite a few requests on the fast chat right now for some healing, so... if you'd like to, we could get into some of that, Ron.
Okay, so let's see. What do we have there, Sylvia? I see one about back muscle, spine. We can do that, I guess.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So let's see here. I guess we'll just see if we can take away some of the tension. Remember, I do specialized healings for people, and what we're going to do now is muscle tension for the last 5 days here. And just sit back and relax. Normally I do a whole lifetime. So if you do feel anything happening through the different sample clearings that we do, then you may need to have a whole life clearing done. So that's the best way to do this approach is to not just take a couple of days of relief because the problem is probably with you throughout your whole life and it can reoccur over again. So these are why we just do sample healings to show people what the light shift can do. Along with people who have had past healings, they know what the light shift can do for them in the current moment here. Because new things come forward quite often here. So here we go. This is back muscle. So 5 days ago, we're going to see if we can clear them out for you. Take away some of the pain, maybe the trauma. So we'll just call this the back muscle pain trauma clearing. 5 days ago cleared, and 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And remember, normally these issues come up from the past, because remember, who you are is the judgments of your ancestors. And these judgments manifest as physical situations that we deal with in our bodies. And this is why we have situations typically occurring to us. Next, Sylvia, what would you like to do?
Well, we have a request for disconnecting us from mind control.
Okay, we can do that for this show here. And you should already be in your heart center. If you're not in your heart center, what I want to do now is just to take a couple of minutes here. We'll put some music on. And I want you all to drop yourself down into your heart. And you can do the exercise that we just got through doing. And do this process. And then start thinking of a thought. And it should come from your heart center. And that's how you're going to know that you're there. So here we go. Talk about a couple of the clearings that the light shift is performing. This might be new to some of you. One of the clearings that they're doing is what we call the Immaculate Conception clearing. And with this clearing, what happens is that the light ship goes to your parents before you were born, before you were conceived. We go back 9 months, and we clear away the traumas and the stuff from your mother and your father. And we clear the emotional and mental energies. And then during the conception process, the light ship actually conceives you with this divine spark as compared to your parents' divine spark. There's people who don't know who their parents are, and some people who know who they are wish that they didn't have them, and or maybe they're druggies or alcoholics, and they just didn't want to, you know, that they think about how they were conceived, and they just kind of like roll their eyes back. And this way you can be conceived with divine energy. So that's one clearing that we do. Another clearing is what we call spirit infusion. And the spirit infusion clearing is very special. It allows you to reprogram your life. And when we go back every week after conception, 1 week at a time, and you're able to re-imprint, reprogram physical talents that you'd like to have, so your spirit can go in you and pull out more DNA, and also it can also be for physical attributes. So that's another clearing that we do. Another one is when we go back and we take away in this lifetime your parents imprinting on you as you're growing up, from the time that you were born to now. And a lot of people's parents like to run their energy through you. They choose to run their life through you, relive their life through you, want you to be maybe a better person than them. Maybe they're always nagging you. Maybe they're always in contact with you daily, wondering what you're doing, how you're doing. And this kind of takes away your free choice and free will. This clearing takes away that parental imprinting. The next one that the light ship does, if you're interested, after that clearing, is a special session. This is where we do the seven generational clearing. And what happens is it goes back through seven generations. I believe that's 256 people. And it's clearing out the most recent thoughts that these people have imprinted on you. And so this, to me, is more like the energy of like being in a caste system. Stuff has been changing so quickly now with technology and the way we actually input energies that what was needed to survive on the planet here maybe 100 years ago isn't even needed today. Those talents, what you've learned, really don't serve you any longer, and these are stored inside of you waiting to come up. So this actually frees you from those past. Remember, maybe 100 years ago, maybe going back to maybe even 1,000 years from there, typically life was probably pretty much the same on the planet here, maybe even going back a lot further. I would say most people probably were in the survival mode of, you know, maybe living on maybe a farm. In more current times, it could be a ranch. Growing food, you know, having maybe orchards possibly, having wheat, growing potatoes. And so, you know, if you go back, you know, in that time frame, maybe a couple hundred years ago, you know, what was passed on to you from your parents and the grandparents in your genetics as far as how you would run your life back then is going to be pretty much the same. Knowing how to ride a horse, you know, knowing how to plow the field. There's not much of a change. And so all this was imprinted into you, which now is basically information that's not needed. So what this does is clean out those memory banks, and also it gets rid of the judgment that they've had about how hard life has been on them. Remember, the people back then didn't live maybe a very peaceful life. You know, they didn't have insulation for their houses or air conditioning, so life was pretty traumatic, and that's what you're carrying with you right now. So this clearing is very nice for that. And it's actually what I do for most people who have children. I'll do the child. And what happens is the child will have the seven generational clearing, and you'll end up having the sixth generation because it goes back into you. And then if you have your parents still living and maybe your grandparents, then they're going to have a clearing also since you're still living at this time, which is just wonderful. So I always go to the youngest person in the family first. And in that way, everybody gets the clearing. And then it's one generation less for each time I go up the line. And another clearing that you can have any time, you don't have to have the emotional clearing first, is an entity clearing. And that's what's probably needed by everybody on the planet here. And I do that in about an hour session. And I pull out as many entities as I can out of you. And typically when they go, you can get rid of addictions, etc. So that's a clearing that's much needed. This is what we do on every show here. If you've listened to a few of the shows, you probably actually feel better, a little more conscious each time we do this. And entities, you know, do body hopping. They come into us. We can have thousands of them attaching to our consciousness. And just the way it is here. But once you get the things cleared out of you, a lot of your addictions that you've had, maybe over, you know, years of your life, actually start to leave you because the driving force is not with you any longer. And once you get rid of the addiction, then the entities that are causing that addiction, we'll just say smoking, for instance, once you get rid of the smoking entities, then at that point, no more is going to come into you because you're not smoking. Unless you have friends and you go to a party or someplace and they're all smoking and maybe drinking or something, then the entities can say, oh, I know this person. I've seen her, you know, last month, and I want to come into her body now, or his body. And then they'll come into you through body hopping from your friends, because they want to go to each person to have this joyous experience. And then you could pick up the addiction from them just by being around people who have the addiction. So this is the way entities work. So once they're released out of you, those are normally gone, and they won't come back into you again. But your friends can bring you, you know, their friends, their entities. So you have to always be on guard. So the entity clearing is very, very beneficial. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back over to you. We also do other clearings. So the planetary is very good, and so is a parallel life.
Okay, well, you know, I do apologize because I'm not able to hear everything that you're saying tonight. We seem to be having a little bit of trouble hearing you tonight. So next time that you're talking, I'll see if I can call BBS on my other phone and see if they can fix that up a little bit.
Okay.
But in any case, I'd like to go back to the subject of the ancestral type of clearings that you do, because that's so interesting, and I'd like to understand more about how that works. So if I understand you correctly, then when your ancestors, whether they're your parents or your great-great-great-great-grandparents, the thoughts that they were having during their lifetime, the negative thoughts, like about the difficulties they were experiencing, the trauma they were going through, pain, any kind of thing like that, that they had before you were born, would have been kind of held in their own cells of their body, like a cellular memory, that would then get passed along to you in the DNA, or the creation process when you were created. And those energy forms are like densities that are now lodged in the cells of our bodies waiting to be healed or released. And those things will come up upon us like illnesses or diseases or pains or negative thought forms. Like those same thought forms could pass through to us about the difficulties of life and so forth. Is that pretty much how it works?
Yes, and those are also passed on to your children and then on to their children. So, yes, whatever you haven't healed in your lifetime, including your ancestors, your great-great-grandparents, et cetera, going back, that's passed on to you. Another way of looking at it, to be a little more simplistic, let's say you're watching TV, and once a week a special show comes on that you like to watch. And, you know, it comes on once a week, and each week it has a certain theme to it. And so let's just say that being seven generations, you watch seven of these shows. Well, all that information is printed on you. And so you've watched seven shows. It's all in you. And you could probably bring up each show if you wish and talk about it to someone else. because that's in your memory, and it's stored inside of you. And it, but on the other energies that we're talking about here, the seven generational ones, we don't really have that information, but it's the same principle. It's stored in you, and when the energy is stored inside of you, it has to come out because your body doesn't want it there. Your body wants to live in spirit rather than in judgment. And so the judgment is what's going to harm the body, and this is why the seven generational clearing throughout your ancestry here is very, very beneficial. To go further, I do a what I call a century clearing. This is 100 lives at a time. I mean, excuse me, 100 years at a time. But the seven generational one is actually more of what you're living with right now, because that's just the way it is. It's more active than a lifetime that maybe was, say, 4,000 years ago or 30,000 years ago. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, so basically when we're dealing with issues in our lives and we're having things that seem to be coming from what's happening now, we can actually be really dealing with these issues that don't have anything really to do with us except for the fact that we are here to help our body heal and to get rid of these densities for our body.
Yes, so what happens is there are situations that happen to us, and you wonder, why did that happen to me? Well, because one of your ancestors had a blockage there, and your body chose to bring it up to create a situation through your spirit, through your spiritual contracts that you knew nothing about. So all of a sudden you get this whammy and this situation that you didn't think was right. Well, it's only because you weren't conscious of it. And this is why these healings are so good, is because they work instantaneously and they take away all the stuff that you can't put your finger on, which will recycle to you over and over again. So this is why when people have healings, they go, wow, you know, I feel wonderful. They can't really say why they feel wonderful, but they can, you know, always say, you know, my body feels better. Well, that's because the densities got taken away. These judgments got taken out of your body, but could anybody ever put their finger on a situation? Typically not, because we're clearing millions, probably upon billions of thoughts out of you in an hour's of time. This is why these clearings are so beneficial and why they work instantaneously without any process, because the light beings are doing this for you for the ascension process.
You know, it's amazing, too, how often, especially with the whole different New Age metaphysical, you know, religions and concepts that have sprung up, a lot of times people are made to feel like there's something really that they're doing that's wrong or bad, and that's why that they're having, you know, an illness or an injury or something like that. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes, with the New Age churches and the new beliefs of your thoughts controlling your reality, people are assuming that because they have a situation in their life that they caused that. Well, they didn't really cause it. You know, their ancestors caused it, and they have to deal with it. So it's not really your fault whatever happened to you. In a sense, you had warning signs normally all through your life before a situation happened. But as a general rule, it's not your problem. It's your ancestors. This is why, you know, we all need to become more conscious and talk to our spirit and ask our spirit what we need to heal next in our body. This is why you should have communication with your spirit. Because, as you know, we all know, and everybody listening knows, that things happen daily to us. And the only way to know what your body's working on is to ask your spirit. And it can give you a clue of what it needs to heal. And then we also have, on the other hand, the negative forces working with us, too. And that's a whole other, you know, ball of wax. But the main thing is to be able to know from your spirit what it has chosen to do to help your body. And this is why on one of the clearings that I do, I take you out of your soul family agreements here. I take you out of karma, so you're no longer being set up on the spiritual levels of consciousness, on your spirit level, which you know nothing about, setting you up, your physical body, for a downfall, car accident, maybe, you know, having some kind of pain in your body, losing money, having a confrontation with somebody. These are all done on a spiritual level where you make your spiritual contracts and agreements. These are all negative because you should be in free choice, free will, and know what's happening to you. But this is the way the dark side has chose to do this. And most people think that it's perfectly fine spiritually because naturally spirit is this divine energy and you're being set up for a purpose, which is not really divine energy. The purpose is to heal your body. I have seen people who have been doing a lot of work on themselves, and all of a sudden they'll come to a workshop, and all of a sudden they get healed, and some people, not too many, but a couple have got upset with me afterwards because they said, gee, you know, I had this thing I was working on for the last 10 years, and I really wanted to overcome it, and you just took it away instantly by your emotional clearing, and I'm upset with you because I really want to know what happened, you know, 500 or 1,000 years ago, because I'm working on myself, and I need to know what that is. And I go, well, you don't need to know what it is. That's the dark side wanting to work with you. Remember, the divine is not here to give you traumas and hardship and, you know, to have your heart pulled out by you know, negative, you know, contracts and agreements and sadness and betrayals. It doesn't work that way. You don't have to sit back and regurgitate all this stuff. Just get the clearings and get it out of your life. This is what you need to do to move on. You don't have to go through and wonder how and why. That's not needed or necessary. It serves no purpose other than giving the dark side energy. And this is what they live on, is your emotional trauma. So they'd like you to regurgitate everything so that you can be in that pain over again and go through the suffering and maybe clear part of it out and then have it brought up again and again and again. And this is the way they have chosen to work with us down here, these dark side energies. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, you know, it seems like the dark side wants more than anything to keep you out of the now, keep you out of the present moment, because of course that's where the light is. And so if you're sitting in the past regurgitating all that stuff, then you're not in the moment, you're not in the now. And what I've noticed with the light ship is that when you're receiving a clearing, like you said, those it's not heavy, you're not sitting there feeling like you're processing the past, you don't even feel like you're in the past, you feel like you're just in the moment, and then you just feel more of you there and feel better.
Yes, and this is the way the light ship works. It's for myself, a little difficult or hard to bring these healings out because people don't understand them. You get a New Age practitioner who is working with the Galactic Federation, the spiritual energies, and they were taught and trained, you know, how to do special things, and by no means and way do they ever want to see me or to send me typically their clients, because they feel that they were given this gift about how to do all this process work with people. Remember, everybody has a gift of something. And when they have to figure out a process and they're making money at it, most people are not willing to give up that maybe their income or to promote what I'm doing, because what it is here is this energy works so quickly and so fast that, you know, it's amazing. And it's, you know, like I say sometimes as a joke, it's out of this world, these healings, you know. It's divine energy working with you. But most practitioners don't understand that, and they go, I work with divine energy, and I can do this, but it takes me a lot longer, but I can still have the same results. And they can't. It's impossible for anyone to have these results on this earthly plane because they're not aligned with the source energy. They're aligned with Galactic Federation energies, and that's very, very sad. And these are the negative ETs that have brought us here. Remember, watch the movie 10,000 BC. I saw it on a DVD now, so if you haven't seen it at the movies, get a DVD on it. That's the God energies, the shapeshifter fellow from the skies who came here, and all religions believe in these energies. They may not say it's ET, but they do know that it's not of this worldly realm. And the ETs brought the energies down here to have people pray to them and to take their energies. So once you get an open mind, you can realize that. And that's the last thing you ever want to align yourself to, is some type of energy outside of yourself. That's why Jesus said to go within. And the more people who understand that, who can really, really get it, then all of a sudden their life becomes so much more easier because you don't have to put up with all this stuff that's around you. You know, you can look at it and say, I'm not going to go there any longer. I don't need to go to church every Sunday because I have it inside of me. I don't need to listen to some dogma that I've heard, you know, for 50 years going to church over and over and over again, and they say the same thing every week of the same year. And it's all the same stuff, and it's all there to tap you in emotionally to take your energy away from you. Remember, Jesus said you have the kingdom within in your heart center. This is the whole teachings of the light ship. You don't need to have anything outside of yourself. And by all means, you don't want to align yourself to these extraterrestrial energies that are out there giving you trauma and anxieties and heart pain and everything else, and death. So back to you, Sylvia.
Well, we have a request to bring in some divine energies through the light being for people. One of the requests is the M and M&M energy, so I'll let you choose what you'd like to bring in.
Okay, well, we'll bring in M&M. Okay, so these are for the new people. It's Archangel Michael, Archangel Melchizedek, and Archangel Metatron. These are the three M's. So here they come. Just sit back and relax. Watch the light beam as they come in. These energies are strictly heart-based energies. Here we go. So stronger, stronger, and they're coming in. I'll just keep increasing the energy here. And you're going to feel them coming in probably within about 15 seconds if you haven't already felt them. And a lot of times people's bodies will actually heat up as they come in because the healings are taking place. That's an indication that something is happening to you because your body's heating up. You have more energy flow, and the resistance, the energy block, is being released from you, allowing physical healings to take place. And here we go, and I'll just put some music on again. Sit back and relax. You may want to close your eyes and ask inside of, you know, your heart, communicate with these energies and ask for healing. Okay. I'll just turn it back over to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, earlier we had, we had a request for parallel life and planetary clearings. I don't know if you'd like to do those at this point, but that was requested.
Okay, so let's do a parallel life. I think you all know what that is. That's the dark side stealing your spirit. If you want to use the word soul, you can. On a light ship, we use the word spirit. But this is how you get stolen, taken to dark side Earth planets, dark side universes. And this is why a lot of times if you wake up in the morning, you wonder, man, what did I do last night? I just feel exhausted. Or why do I have this black and blue mark on my shoulder? Or maybe why, you know, do I have these awful dreams and wake up terrorized at night? Well, that's because they're doing it to you somewhere else, and you just happen to align yourself with that energy, and it bleeds over, bleeds through. And deja vu is one of these. And this is what happens, is that you're experiencing living another life, maybe thousands of them, somewhere else. So here we go. We're going to release you from 10 of these lifetimes. And this clearing that I do for people to get them out of the ones that they're in takes about an hour to do. And this is only a sample out of 10 of these. And it will give you some type of reprieve, but by all means, you should have this clearing done. Send the money, you know, get the money somehow to save your spirit. Here we go. First lifetime released from parallel life, second release, third release, fourth release, fifth release, sixth release, seventh release, eighth release, ninth release, and 10 released. And like I said, you should feel your body changing somewhat. You might have a little heightened awareness. What happens is that a lot of times you will bring back to yourself a physical problem from these lifetimes. And sometimes that can actually bleed into here and cause you to repeat and do the same experience over again here because it's so strong on the imprinting from those lives. Let's say you had 500 lifetimes doing the exact same thing because the dark side wanted to take a lot of emotional energy and trauma out of you. Well, those lifetimes are just as strong as this one. So all of a sudden, you wake up and you start repeating the 501st lifetime here, and it's real negative for you, and this is what happens. So if you want to get these things off of you and get them out of your spirit is not conscious enough to get taken out of all these lifetimes at one time. It just can't do it. I wish it could, but I haven't seen it happen yet with anybody. I've had people call me up and say, I've been asking and asking and asking since I heard about this, and I'm still going into these. And they say, have I been taken out of any of them? I go, well, yeah, maybe a half a dozen or so you've been out of on your own. So to get out of a couple thousand of them, the only way is to have the light ship do it because they have to go into the dark side universes to find you. Your spirit that's with you isn't willing to go into that negativity. Remember, it's only love energy. It takes a lot more horsepower to get out of these. So next we'll do the planetary healing. And again, this is very similar. Again, there's thousands of planets, could be 2,000-3,000 planets that are quartered into you, like a pincushion. And they're taking away energies. These hypodermic needles, the pins, are taking away your life force because that's the way it works here. Thank you, Galactic Federation, and all your ET buddies up there and the UFOs not helping us out here. So here we go. We'll do 10 lifetimes here. Remember, this is like a drop in the bucket, too. Here we go. Just think of a physical problem, an ache or pain in your body, and maybe these 10 lifetimes here will help you. Planets. First one disconnected, second disconnected, third disconnected, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, nine, and 10. Okay, I'll put some music on. Just kind of contemplate, see how you're doing. Again, ask your spirit, scan your heart, and see how you're doing with these healings. Thank you. So, yeah, it's very difficult to have our spirit actually become conscious enough to know what's happening. It's kind of unfortunate. The question on the fast chat was like, you know, how can this happen? How can our spirit be fooled? Well, like I asked everybody listening, if you've been to church once in your life or many, many times, then you probably all want to say, oh, yeah. And, well, you've been fooled. So it's that simple. You know, your spirit goes along with the program by asking its spirit buddy because they've been fooled since they first came here on this planet. And it could be, you know, being fooled for 50,000 years. So it's kind of the process that's here. Right now the light ship is here to give out information about how to get out of this situation. And that's what is being taught on this program here. And it's up to you to make the choice. So, you know, that's all I can do is give assistance here. But you have to make the conscious choice. How much are you willing to love your body? How much are you willing to live more in the moment here to have a much better life? And I can't answer that. Only you can. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. Well, we've had a couple requests tonight for help with headache. Is that something we could get into?
Well, what we'll do is do a clearing here to have your spirit do that for you, okay? Remember, your spirit is your healer. And we'll just see how well you are connected to your spirit. So just stay in your heart center right now and ask your spirit for a healing and just see how powerful it is. See if you're connected well enough to be able to have this work for you. If it doesn't go away within the next minute or two, then I would say you're probably pretty low on spirit energy and or there's a lot of forces working against you. This is why you need the light ship to do specialized healings with you. So here we go. Again, ask, request, demand your spirit to do this for you right now. Your spirit was empowered enough and you've worked on yourself enough to release the genetic coding that's, you know, the programming that's causing your physical problems here. So hopefully you all had a healing. If not, then there's a lot more that has to be done that's in the invisible that's preventing you from having the healing. Remember, if your spirit was, we'll say, fully empowered with you 100%, and you were deprogrammed from the past energies in your cellular memory, that the healings would take the place, instantly with your spirit energy. But unfortunately, some of us, or a lot of us, you know, we're not able to release those energies because we don't know anything about them. So that's the problem with healing, is that you have to have these energies released out of you that stored in your body for so long. And then we have the fact of entities here, too. So back to you, Sylvia. But hopefully everybody had their healing as your spirit was able to do all that it could do for you without the help of the lordship. Back to you, Sylvia.
The wonderful thing, you know, about bringing in more of your spirit energy and working on yourself in this way is that it does empower you and brings you back into oneness with yourself. And like Ron has said many times, this is something all of us can do every single day, you know, command our spirit to release the entities out of our bodies, bring more of our spirit energy back in to us, and stay heart-centered, and just doing those simple things, and also doing the process of I now increase my life force energy, those simple things can really just rock your world and make your whole life different. We actually haven't talked recently about the process, I now increase my life force energy. So, Ron, would you like to share that with people before we sign off tonight? I think we have about 2 minutes left.
Yeah, just put your hands in front of you, palms facing each other, move in from body width, and at some point within maybe 2 inches up to your body width, you're going to feel this invisible wall spring energy, and as you feel that, know where it is, take a note of that, and then say out loud, I now increase my life force energy, and then move your hands further apart, maybe an extra foot apart from where it was before, and bring your hands in again and kind of feel that invisible tension, that spring, the ball that you're compressing, and then say it again, and just do it probably, you know, at least 10 times or so. And that will help you to come more into your body, to become more present. And it can, if you do it maybe 100 or even 1,000 times, it will start to do some healing work on you as it releases some energy blocks in you. So this is an easy way to get more of your spirit with you, to become more conscious. And you will feel a shift in your mental faculties during this process. So I guess we'll probably have to call it quits here. It's about that time. So we'll just say blessings to all of you. And have a wonderful evening. And I will not be in Mount Shasta this weekend. I mentioned about going there, but I won't be. So if anybody wants to contact me, just give me a call and we can make a session for you. So anyway, blessings to all of you. And we'll see you later.
And I'll just remind everyone quickly that on Friday we have a new time slot and we are on Station 2 of BBS instead of Station 1. That only applies to Friday. And so our program starts at a new time, which is 6:55 p.m. Pacific, 5 minutes before 7 p.m. Pacific time. So we'll see you then and think of whatever you'd like to talk about on Friday, and we will see you then. So until then, blessings to everyone. Stay heart-centered, and we'll see you Friday. Good night.
Yeah, good night, everybody. I will be in Mount Shasta, but I will not be at the event that I plan to go to. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening.